Somebody asked me, like, E.T., come on, man. I think it's a bit much that you said the Nobel Peace Prize. Let me say this to you guys. Let me tell you why I said Nobel Peace Prize. Because I said a four-year degree and I got it. I said a master's and I got it. I said a PhD, and although it was difficult, we're at the end of the process. We'll finish up in a couple months. I said the Nobel Peace Prize because I don't know how long that's going to take to do. We have to set a goal that if we hit that goal, we're guaranteed to make sure all that other stuff in the middle is going to happen. I need you, your appetite. So E.T., why 3 o'clock in the morning? Why don't you sleep? My appetite. My appetite. I say, E.T., I want more. I can do more. If I accomplish this without a father, if I accomplish this with my mom being a teenage mom, if I accomplish this as a high school dropout, now that I have people like Glenn in my life, now that I have people like Bob Proctor in my life, now that I have people like John Maxwell in my life, what can I accomplish now? I want you to think about more than just what you're going to do financially, more than what you're going to do in this industry in the next 3 years, right? More than that, I ask you the question, what's your appetite? What are you going to do that will ensure that when the alarm clock goes off, that you are already up 10, 20 minutes before your alarm clock blows up? Why? You've heard me say it before. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. Listen to me, no alarm clock needed. When Glenn said 6 o'clock, I don't know how it happened. Jet lag and all, went to sleep about 3, and the body just, boom, 5:40, woke me up. Hey guys, time to get up. We got to go to the lobby at 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock a.m. call, 11 o'clock our time. I don't know what happened, but boom, 5 minutes before 11, the body woke me up. No alarm. I haven't used an alarm clock in over 20 years. What is it? Internally, Eric, I want to be successful. I want to execute. I want to make all my dreams become a reality. I want to do everything I said I'm going to do. So my appetite increases. It gets stronger every year. I want more every year. I want to do more every year. I want to help more every year. I want to be bolder. I want to be better. I want to be stronger every single year. Every single year, your appetite should go up. You should never get settled. You should never get settled. You should never get content. Every single year. When you get content, when you settle, somebody's chasing you, somebody's coming from behind, and somebody's trying to take your spot. And so every single day when you wake up, you got to set new goals, new benchmarks. You got to raise it higher and higher and higher so you can make your dreams become a reality.
As Epictetus said, he is a wise man who does not grieve for things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. And that's gratitude, isn't it? It's the very base decision that we all have to make. Are you grateful for the things that you have in your life, or are you always wanting more? And trust me, I get it. I understand people that strive for more. I understand people that want something bigger and better. But at the same time, if you allow yourself to only think about what you don't have, to only be striving for something more, that obsession will begin to overtake you. It will begin to corrode you. But ultimately, it's a choice. Ultimately, at any time, right now, in this moment, you can stop and think about what you have. You can put your attention on the things that you're grateful for and watch what it does. Watch what it does in that instance, the way that it changes you, the way that it changes your chemistry, your feelings in a moment can shift from negative and dark to beautiful with nothing else changing around you, nothing but you deciding that you're going to focus on the things you're grateful for. Nothing but deciding that there are things in your life to be grateful for. And that is a decision. No matter what is happening in your life at any moment, right now, in the depths of a depression, in something going on terribly in your life, you could choose right now to think about the things you're grateful for. The breeze, a smile from somebody kind, a stranger who holds open a door for you, anything. But it's a choice. And as Einstein said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And what choice are you making? What are you choosing to focus on right now? Do you let gratitude fill you up or not? And here's the critical part, and I want you to listen to this really well. Whatever you decide, whether you decide we live in a world of miracles or whether you decide we live in a world devoid of miracles, you are choosing one thing to the exclusion of the other. And when you focus on something that you're grateful for, when you look at those little moments in your life and choose to see them as grand miracles, even when it is only a gentle hand on your shoulder, even when it's only a kiss from somebody who you've kissed 1,000 times before, even when it is only holding the hand of somebody who needed their hand held, even when it's something that simple, it really is a miracle, that it really is something that can fill you. It really is something that will change your chemistry, bring a connection between two people, allow you to see a grander vista, or even just open a window and look out at the world and realize that you're alive, that this is all a miracle, that none of this is guaranteed, that every breath you take could be your last. And in that, you can choose to cherish what you have. In that, you can decide to focus on that you have a breath to take. And even when it's something that simple, when you train your mind to do that, when you train yourself to decide to see the beauty in that, then nobody can ever take it away from you. And no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, you'll be able to rise up and feel the beauty that is being alive. So take a minute at the worst times in your life and focus on the things that you're grateful for. I want you to burn into your nervous system the following statement, because it is a fundamental truth of the human condition. It is literally the baseline physics of what it means to be a person. As Earl Nightingale said, we become what we think about. And that's an idea that I want you to hold firmly in your mind. That's something that I really want you to internalize. I really want you to stop right now, whatever you're doing, I want you to stop, lean into this video and listen to what I'm saying. You will become what you think about. Really think about that for a second, as if it wasn't just a phrase, as if it's more than just words, as if it were a truth about how the brain works, because it is. You're going to become the thing that you think about. And I know that you're dwelling on a lot of negative shit. I know that you're carrying a lot of baggage with you. And I know that as you think about how things might go wrong, that you believe to the core of your being that you're just planning for the hard times. But the truth is, you're going to become those things that you fear. You're going to become the things that you dread. If you're thinking about all the things that you've done wrong in the past, you are going to simply continue that cycle. But if, on the other hand, and let this be true, let this ring in your ears with the weight of everything that I carry, if I've ever added an ounce of value to you, if anything I have ever said has seemed remotely true, believe that these are the most important words I'm ever going to say to you. If you begin to focus on positive things, if you begin to focus on your capabilities, if you begin to focus on the potential that you have, if you really dig in, build those skills, drive towards something beautiful, something amazing, something that leaves you in awe, that you want to create, that you want to become the vessel for that, then you will become that thing, because you will take those steps, because you become what you think about. And as Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do. So if you don't take those steps, if you don't focus on those things, if you don't manifest what you want to become, if you don't believe in it, if you don't see how real it could be, if you can't picture the version of yourself that you want to become, and even though people have told you that it's not possible for you, that the things you did in the past are never going to allow you to do that, that you're not smart enough, if you let that creep into your mind, then that's what's going to happen. But if you can see that vision, if you can allow yourself to believe it, then you're going to take the steps that you need to execute against that. And if you go out there and do those things, you won't regret it. but you will regret it if you don't. So get out right now and build the person you want to be so you can have the life you want to have.